Ready, ready, pal.
Ready? Ready na, ready na. Oo. Alright, welcome to the first episode of Broadcast, the Koyang TV Podcast.
Grabe, excited na ako, Brother Paul, for this for our podcast for today.
Kung yes.
Kasi since the next week or this week, ay mental health break
wow.
natin, di ba?
Oo nga, syempre. At syempre, ito yung first episode natin. Kaya siguro mas maganda lang na medyo explain natin, Brads. Bakit kaya tayo nag-podcast?
Ah.
Ako, isa siguro yung isang naalala ko, tumatak sa isip ko. One of the live natin during the Novena to St. John Bosco, yung 9 days tayo nagla-live.
Mm.
Merong isang nag-comment doon, I think si Miss Kay. Sabi niya, Brads, ang lakas niyo maka-podcast. And then doon ako nagkaroon ng idea na, ah, may podcast pala. Ano kasi yung podcast? Then I tried searching ano ba yung podcast. May mga nakikinig po ba ng podcast? Yun yung isa sa mga tinignan ko. And I was shocked na even in Spotify and Apple, yung sa iTunes, ang dami pa rin pala talagang nagpo-produce ng podcast. Ang dami-dami rin mga nakikinig. No?
Grabe talaga. Siguro, Brother Paul, itong podcast natin ngayon, syempre, it's for more of the, ayun nga, for uplifting a person or
yes.
Siguro saving a soul na rin, no?
Oo. Grabe malay mo sa kwentuhan na ganito, di ba? Meron ka palang ma-inspire or meron kang matulungan, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's what I like about podcasting. Yung nagkikwentuhan lang kayo, just being who you are, tapos, ayun pala, may napoproduce ka ng content.
Yun nga. Yun. Grabe talaga, no?
Kaya, without further ado siguro. Pakilala natin yung first guest natin sa ating first episode of podcast
of broadcast.
Yun. She is none other than our school guidance and testing office member. No? Siya yung in charge sa ating senior high school. Actually, nakita ko yung post sa isang Facebook, yung haba-haba ng extension ng pangalo. Mamaya tatanungin natin kung ano yun.
Parang may ano, no? Kada ano, ng haba ng letters ito. Parang
mas mahaba pa sa mismong pangalan yun. Or ABC, XYZ. Yan. So, let's welcome Ma'am Jasmine Dizon.
Hello
sa inyo, ma'am. Welcome sa ating first episode of podcast.
Thank you naman. Thank
siguro you, before we start, magpakilala lang ng konti si Ma'am Jasmine. Tell us about yourself, ma'am.
Okay. So, thank you mga Koyang sa pag-invite. And of course, I'm Ma'am Jazz. So, sa mga boss ko niyan, mas kilala nila ako sa Ma'am Jazz na tawag. So, ako yung guidance counselor ng senior high school. Pero, from the past 4 years, I was the guidance of the junior high school. Yeah.
So, kaya kung may mga kailangan kayo, no? Isipin nyo lang na laging available si Ma'am Jasmine
yeah.
as your guidance counselor.
Ako naman.
And I think yun yung naramdaman ng mga junior high school for the past years, no? Talagang nagiging tambayan yung GTO office. Yun, nagiging tambayan siya ng mga junior high school. And I think even the senior high school ngayon, will be very much welcome, no? Even
yes.
yung online setup.
Sana naabutan ko kayo, ma'am, yung high school ako.
Oh, yun naman sana, eh.
Nag-graduate ako 2012.
Ah, hindi. Wala pa yun. No?
Okay. So, yun. So, ano yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon? Kasi diba sa bukas, starting tomorrow, I think, no? Wednesday, March 10. Magkakaroon tayo ng
mental health break.
Grabe yes. talaga.
So, meron palang ganun.
maraming
mental.
Maraming lalaki doon.
Yun ba yung binibreak yung mental health?
Ay!
Parang break tayo yun. Na mental health.
Kaya may maraming lalaki.
Kasi may mental block. So, marami sigurong lalaki block doon.
Ngayon.
So, siguro our first question kay Ma'am Jazz. Ano nga ba yung mental health, ma'am? Kasi nagkakaroon tayo ng mental health break. Ano nga ba yung mental health?
In the first place, no. Para naman clear sa atin, para saan yung break. So actually, yung mental health mismo na term, it's yun yung emotional, psychological, tsaka social well-being natin. So kung titingnan nyo po, napaka ano niya, neutral na term. Hindi siya positive, hindi siya yung negative na ano. Like, unlike sa stigma na kapag mental, yun iisip parang, ano na, di ba? Mental disorder, yun na sa isip. So actually, nasa umbrella niya yung mga yun, like yung well-being, tas yung mental disorder, yun yung negative. So yun. So parang in Tagalog, yun yung tinatawag na kalusugang pangkaisipan natin. So di ba? Oo, meron tayo physical health. So meron din tayo yung mental health. So yun. Yun yung pang ano natin sa utak.
Grabe no, pre. Yung sa dun Bosco, very ano talaga, parang may kita ko, para ma-very wide ang scope natin. Kasi meron tayong physical, mm-hmm. meron tayong spiritual, at meron tayong mental
or psychological, di ba? Talaga, yung pala yun, no, yung kalusugang pang
kaisipan.
No, ganda ng term yun sa Tagalog. Di ba?
True.
It's the, yung health natin, kalusugan natin sa
pag-iisip.
Oh, yan.
True. Very timely.
Siguro ngayon naman, ma'am, ano naman yung mental health break?
Ayun.
Kasi it's something new, di ba? Mm-hmm. Mental health break, ano yan, di ba? Never heard yan sa mga normal setup natin. Mm-hmm.
Usually kasi pre, di ba, para siyang summer break,
semester break. Usual na break. Christmas break,
ganyan, di ba?
Nag-break kayo, gano'n.
Aray! Ibang klaseng break na yon.
Pero yun, ano ba yung mental health break, ma'am? It's something new to every one of us.
Mm-mm. Actually, is to simplify it, yung mental health break is something na parang a way for us na to recharge or to replenish yung kumbaga yung nasa id sa atin. Kasi nga yun nga, parang sabi nyo nga kanina, parang ngayon lang natin to na-experience or ngayon lang siya na-offer sa atin. Kasi as the need arises, as lalo na ngayong panahon natin, di ba? So yun. So as simple as that is a way for us na mabalik kung ano yung naubos sa atin during the past days. So yun.
Sa totoo lang talaga, even yung mental health per se, di naman mm-hmm. natin yan pinapansin dati, di ba?
True.
In our age, yung high school tayo, I seldom hear the word mental health.
True.
Mm-hmm. Parang walang mental health awareness or mental health well-being. Wala akong naririnig na ganun during our time. No? Madalang lang.
Basta, tol, kapag na-recommendan, may ganun na.
Oo, true.
Parang mental hospital na agad yung naisip natin,
di ba? So, actually, even ako nung college ako, parang feeling ko, yung pag-aaralan lang namin sa psychology, more on the disorder. So, feeling ko puro pang mental na yung ganung description. Pero, dun lang din ako naliwanagan na hindi pala yun yung mental health. So, actually, that's good na ngayon, medyo mas na, lalo na yung mga estudyante natin, no? Mas aware na sila. Oo.
Siguro, this is something very helpful itong first episode natin. Not only with the young people, but also mm-hmm. sa mga elders natin. Mm-hmm. Na actually, hindi masyadong pansin yung mental health. Okay. Yung parang dinidisregard siya.
Mm, hindi siya priority. Oo, parang diba? Ganon.
Mm. May mga memes pa akong nakikita na parang, I am having mental health problem. Iniisip mo lang yan. Di ba? Ganon yung iniisip mo mga matanda. Nasa isip mo lang yan. Huwag mo lang pansinin. Ganyan.
So, true.
I think this can be an eye-opener not only for the young people but also for our elders, no? Yung mga nakakatanda na.
Siguro nakakatulong din yan sa lolo ko po, ma'am. Kasi lola ko po, ma'am, nakulong sa bahay. 24/7. Hindi siya lumalabas eh.
Okay.
Tapos, minsan, tatlo lang kami sa family. Mama ko nagtrabaho. Tapos ako, nandito ako sa ng boss ko. Tapos siya lang nag-iisa sa bahay.
Mm.
Siguro, very rin nakakatulong yung sana yung itong program natin. Makakatulong rin sa lola ko. Siyempre, lola ko, papakita ko sa kanya. Lola, abi ko. Paito na yung ano ha. Ito yung program.
True. Pwede.
So, yan. And that's the mental health break. Thank you, ma'am, for enlightening us with that. Ngayon siguro yung tanong namin is it really necessary? No? Necessary mm-hmm. ba itong mental health break? Hindi kaya pwedeng i-postpone na lang ito until the summer break? Kasi mm-hmm. dati naman, di ba, hindi naman tayo nag-break in the middle of the semester, in the middle of the quarter, mm-hmm. ganyan, di ba? It seldom happens. Siguro it's the first time that it happens. And this year, parang pangalawang mental health break na natin.
Pangalawa na ito, diba? Oo.
So, is it really necessary mo?
Actually, the fact na we're excited about it, di ba? Parang it says something a lot about it. Na kahit sino tanungin mo, mapa-lamps, mapa-students, di ba? Mapa-parents.
Mapa-sanisya.
Di ba? Parang we are looking forward to this. Kasi alam natin na need natin siya. Like for some, parang, di ba may ibang tao na in denial na nauubos sa sila or di na nila kaya. Pero di ba, parang once na yun nga, parang ibigay mo yung opportunity na like this mental health break, parang alam nating lahat eh na makakatulong siya sa atin. Oo. Especially now, like kahit yun nga eh, parang sa dami ng nakausap kong students and teachers, oo, parang lahat ng signs kung bakit kailangan ng mental health break, parang nasabi na nila. Oo, nagmamanifest through.
Totoo yan, no? And ako rin, personally, may mga students ako na meet or nakakausap na parang somehow, they are experiencing something that they don't understand.
Yun.
No, yung parang bigla na lang silang nalulungkot, bigla na lang silang feeling nila napapagod sila. Di ba parang sinabi nga sa isang music video na, binigay ko naman lahat, pero naubos lang ako.
Ay!
Diba sabi ni Julia dun sa...
Oh, paubahaya ba yan?
Paubahaya pala. Pero I think that's very true. Not only in romantic relationships, mm-hmm. but even especially in the mental health. No?
Yung true.
Mauubos at mauubos ka.
Mm-mm.
Even without you knowing it, without you being aware of it.
Mm-mm. Especially sa sitwasyon natin yun, very ano kasi, parang kakaiba, di ba? So, parang double the effort lahat. Like, di ba? Yung simpleng pag-aaral sa atin dati, ngayon, dahil online class, ganyan, sobrang nadoble yung efforts na binibigay ng mga bata, ng mga teachers. Kaya talagang mas nakakapagod siya kung tutuusin, kahit na nasa bahay lang sila.
And most especially, because nasa bahay sila.
I think
that's a very huge impact. It made a huge impact sa mga estudyante natin, especially mm-hmm. sa mga young people. Imagine, young people ka, and you are full of energy, and mm-hmm. you are enclosed in the four corners of your house.
Parang hindi ka gumagalaw na.
Wala ka. Tapos paulit-ulit yung ginagawa nila every day. True.
Yung gising ka, hindi ka na maliligo, mag-online ka na agad.
Walang something new, ganyan, something to look forward within the day.
Parang pagbuksan mo pa lang, yung pagbukas pa lang ng mata mo, cellphone agad yung...
Mag-on ka ng online class. Diba?
Like in the usual setup, every day there's something new na nangyayari.
True, may nilook forward sila after class, ganyan and
either mapapagalitan sila ng teacher nila or mag-enjoy sila kasama yung mga classmates nila or magkakalokohan sila.
Okay, tapos kaya makita si Brother Pao.
Yeah.
Diba? And there's always something new kapag ka in the normal setup and mm-hmm. in the situation that we have now. I think talagang very stressful siya. Totoo. Especially sa mga kabataan.
Mm-mm. Lalo na yung edad nilang yan, sabi niyo nga, parang nandun sa stage na mas sociable or mas focus sila sa friends, sa peers. Mm. So, ngayon nawala siya. Like, kaya mas mahirap or mas mabigat sa kanila yung impact.
Mm. And besides yung nakakulong sila, it's always, parang nasa back of their minds, yung safety, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Safety ng family, safety
mm-hmm.
ng...
Mm-hmm.
Sila mismo, di ba?
Okay,
imagine ako na naka-experience lang ako na medyo na-expose sa isang COVID situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had to go for a 14-day quarantine. And I think more than, no? Kasi pagka-uwi ko dito, nag-quarantine pa ulit ako for a few days. Parang mabaliw-baliw ako na nasa room ako, no? Imagine, may cellphone na ako. Mm-hmm. May computer pa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have something to do. May mga books ako. And at my age, feeling ko at some point, kaya kakayanin ko na. Mm-hmm. Pero when I was at that situation na nakakulong ako, hindi ko pala kaya. Nakaka-stress pala talaga na nakakulong ka lang. And you always see the same things every day.
Mm-hmm.
What more yung edad nila?
So, true.
So, nakikita nila yung ilaw nila. Lagam na kumakaya.
Siguro, they started to notice these details.
The little things. True.
Yung alikabok sa sulok ng kwarto.
Actually, may tawag dyan ay cabin fever. Yung for a long period of time, hindi sila makalabas and all. So, yun na yung effect sa kanila.
I think first time kong narinig yung cabin fever na yan, nung first weeks ng quarantine.
And last year pa!
Last year, imagine one year na! Nandun kami sa convent and we were just together then. Di na namin alam yung gagawin namin. Nag-painting na kami. Nag-move na kami ng everyday.
Exercise,
ng
lahat.
Exercise.
Oo.
Alam, sabi nila pa, alam mo, siguro baka dumating yung araw na sa sobrang bored natin, sobrang mag-cabin fever natin, baka magsaksakan na tayo dito.
Ganun mangyayari.
So far, di pa naman na umahantong sa ganun.
Hopefully, di naman umahantong sa ganun.
Nice.
So, is it necessary? I think it's very, very necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi lalo na, ang daming ano, no? Biro mo naman, naisipan mo yung family mo, tapos lalo na, naisipan mo pa yung sarili mo. Mm-hmm. Ano kayong gagawin ko kaya dito ngayon? Ano kayong magandang gawin? Kasi tingnan mo, tayo ma'am, as older adults tayo. At least tayo makakalabas.
Mm-hmm.
Nakikita natin yung tricycle. nakikita natin yung labas.
Outside, PBB, huh?
And then, syempre, nakakapag-band with our contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
That, nagiging ano tayo, parang nagre-recreate din natin yung sarili natin.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya ganun. Siguro mahirap rin yung nasa loob ka ng bahay.
Nakakawa sila.
Nakakawa talaga. Tapos, dear mo, for the span of 1 year, di ba?
1 year.
And imagine mo, for us, yung at least tayo yung solution. So, we were here in the whole school. So, solo natin yung school during the quarantine period, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, we can play football, we can play basketball, ping pong, badminton. We can do whatever we want. Pwede tayong mag-jogging dito. Eh, paano kung yung bahay mo is... very, yung small and...
Yun yung space niya.
Very limited yung space mo. how can you do recreational activities? Diba? That's very difficult.
Grabing recreational activities.
Actually, may mga nabanggit pa sa akin, yung parang feeling nila, parang naagaw sa kanila yung mga special moments na dapat ma-experience nila. Yung nililook forward, you know, like graduation, yung intrams, yan, oo. So, kaya nakakadagdag din.
Nakakadagdag sa stress nila. And yung parang resentments nila.
True.
Grabe yung prom. Sayang yung prom. At least sana. Nakita ko yung mga estudyante natin. Nagsasaya. Yeah. For the first time. Oo nga, sayang.
Sayang yun.
Next time. Next time.
Ilan kaya?
Siguro next question, ma'am. Do you think yung 5 days is enough? Kasi diba, we will have parang 5 day lang. 5 day mental health break from Wednesday until Sunday. Monday, I think, regular classes.
Balik na.
So, is it enough?
Actually, depende din yan kung paano nyo i-spend. So, diba, very personal or very situational yung question eh. Depende sa tao kung paano nyo i-spend. So, kung i-spend nyo yun na, for example, gagawin nyo sa mental health break nyo is yung mga na-miss nyo or di nyo na pa. So, most likely, hindi nyo masusulit yung 5 days, yes. Di ba? Pero, if magiging mas mindful ka na gagamitin mo or susulitin mo yung 5 days na yun, baka, pwede siyang enough for yun. So, depende sa paggamit mo ng 5 days.
Ah, so nasa estudyante na po yan, ma'am eh. Kasi nag-worry rin ako kasi sa junior high, pati sa senior high, meron silang ano rin before the mental health, meron silang performance task. And syempre, may narinig ako mga estudyante, no? Nag-share sila, na parang yung, ang daming-daming performance task, ang daming-daming ginagawa. Paano kaya nila mas sulit yung ano, no?
Mental health break,
no? Kung sulit talaga yung 5 days. Siguro rin yun din ang worry ko na baka talaga nasa estudyante talaga yung ano, nasa estudyante talaga yung paggamit ng mental health
break. Yung discarte, kumbaga.
Management din.
May mga narinig daw students na ready na sila mag-mental health break.
Yes!
Meron akong estudyante na nakita kanina doon.
Ah, talaga?
Wow. Brads, papunta na ako sa parents ko. So, ibig sabihin,
okay na siya.
Ready na siya. Tinapos na lahat yung performance task niya. Pero meron din naman mga students na, Brads, pwede bang magpa-extend ng deadline sa ganito? Actually, in-explain ko sa kanila, I can always extend naman. Pwede naman tayong mag-extend ng submission. Pero, will it help? Kung during your performance task, meron ka pang deadlines na iniisip.
True.
Yan,
diba? True.
Ako, kung bibigay ko man yung deadline before the performance task, before the mental health break, it's for them, kaya ang gagawin yun na sana wala na nakainisip na iba.
True.
So, yun. So, dahil sinabi na nga ni ma'am yun, depende sa students kung paano niya i-spend yung mental health break niya. Do you have any, ano ma'am, suggestions or
mga tips, no?
Tips on how to spend your mental health break, no? Paano mo ba pwedeng effectively ma-spend yung 5-day mental health break mo? Sige, siguro we start with the senior high school. Yung mga pwede nang lumabas.
Okay. So, actually, ano eh, parang yung, yun, again, situational to or personal, kasi di ba may kanya-kanya tayong parang mga bagay na ginagawa na nakakatulong. Yung self-care, kumbaga, di ba kanya-kanya yan eh. Pero like yung pang general, like for example, if pwedeng lumabas, like senior high, actually, as simple as getting enough sunlight will do. Yes. Like, maglakad ka sa labas, so and all. Or running, jogging, whatsoever. Actually, that can help. Kasi nga, especially sa kanila, sa situation nila. Sa bahay lang sila, di ba? So, most probably, yung light na nakukuha lang nila is yung sa screen ng computer, na laptop, di ba, and all. And it's not true. It's not healthy at all. So, di ba, yung sunlight kasi somehow, di ba, aside sa vitamin D, meron pa siyang inanay pa yung hormone natin na serotonin, which is a happy hormone. Okay, so
serotonin.
Oh. Nosebleed, okay? So yun, so simple as that actually, parang you actually may time lang yun kasi 10 a.m. onwards wala, hindi na serotonin, ano na sunburn na yun. Oo.
So vitamin D. Vitamin dulok.
Habe, oo. Ayun, as simple as that actually, kahit feeling ko kahit sa mismong balcony, terrace nila, kayang-kaya nilang gawin yun eh. Mm-mm. Tapos yun, another thing is quality time sa family, sa sarili and all. So yun, so especially kahit sabihin mo na, sa bahay lang naman kami lahat, di ba? Parang ano pang quality time yung sinasabi natin. It's more of like being mindful do sa pakikipag-bond or paano ka makipag-interact. Kasi di ba kapag busy tayo, minsan kahit nandiyan sa tabi natin yung loved ones natin, hindi natin sila ganoon nakakaband na may quality, kumbaga. Oo. So yun, as simple as that, actually minsan doon lang din natin nare-realize na ano, masarap pala sa bahay, 'di ba? Na 'di ba? Doon lang natin na-realize kapag ano tayo, aware tayo na, yun nga parang we have to make this time for them or to give time for them. And ano din, yung tulog. Ayan, Brad, alam ko yung tulog. Ano mo yan eh?
Oo, tulog. Oo.
Pero ano, yung tulog na may quality ulit. Yes, kasi yun eh. Yun yung problema sa tulog. Like, binabawi natin yung tulog minsan. Sumusobra tayo sa tulog, which is not also good, okay? Mm. So, dapat matulog tayo pero yung quality sleep. So, yan. For example, yung iba iniisip nila dahil mental health break, sige, tutulog ko na ng buong umaga, ganyan and all, di ba? So, parang may guilty ba dito? Ayun, so actually, that's not helpful and healthy. So, kasi yung katawan natin, it is hardwired na matulog pag gabi. So, kapag gabi, siya mas nare-replenish yung
muscles.
So, yung memory and all. Gabi, hindi ano, o, pa madaling araw. Ibang topic. Oo. So, yun, again, quality sleep will do. So, yun. Parang ano, pause, pahinga ka muna, sandali lang. Parang, yun talaga yung parang main gist ng mental health break. Eh. Parang, stop ka muna, pahinga ka muna, give your self that time para to recuperate, eh, parang ganun.
Totoo yan. And, di ba sinabi nga natin before, Bro Alejandro, sa isang series, isang live, ano natin, sa Koyang TV, parang, you rest by doing what you love, di ba?
Yeah, that's
yung rest is not all about sleep, it's not all about doing nothing, pero it's about doing what you really love.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, part yung sleep.
We pero, love sleep.
Yeah. You draw, you paint, you play, sige, di ba? It's your break, it's your time.
Mm-mm.
Something and I think that's very necessary to love yourself then, to give time for yourself. Sabi mo, yun yung giving time yourself. Yun nga, parang, importante nga, yung parang sinasabi ni Don Bosco, yung we give ourselves yung recreation nga.
Yes.
Yung very important, sa amin ma'am, sa seminary or sa formation, nag-aalat kami ng time for games for music, for... So, parang ano, buong umaga, study na yan. Pag-aaral
classes,
yan. Classes yan. So, no doubt, classes yan po habang. Pero the rest of the afternoon, mag-games kami, mag-work, mag-chores kami. Yeah. And then, mag-aaral kami music instruments. And then, syempre, mag-aaral din kami anong parang pinaka-gusto naming hobbies. And then, sa gabi, ayun na, parang yun na yung study period. And then, of course, sa last siguro, dahil nagbago na yung situation seminar, yung last 45 minutes, naging ano na siya parang
light moments.
So, parang to prepare yourself to sleep na rin.
To have a certain down.
Pause. And I think that's very necessary. No? Ang ganda ng formation natin actually in the seminary na parang holistic talaga siya.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what we were talking about kanina sa formation ng mga Bosconians. No?
Mm-hmm.
As much as possible, we wanted to be very holistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yung kabuong tao niya. We're not just training the brain, pero we're training the whole person.
Kaya na, di ba, tuwing lunch break, tuwing snack time,
run, jump, make noise.
So, that's it.
No? True. Handa na yung mga nurse ko, nakabagay.
Oo, naka-action lagi pag lunch break dito, tsaka uwi, ano.
Oo, kasi nung one time, imagine mo, nasa, ano, gym. Tapos, may nagbabasketball sa dalawang ring.
Oo.
May nagbabasketball sa gitna. May nagbabasketball
sa sulit na sulit.
Sulit na sulit yung gym natin.
Actually, ilang beses na ako natama ng bola sa mukha eh. Totoo yan.
So,
masakit.
Kapag makikilaro ka doon, hindi mo alam kung magpapalo ka ba, magsusit ka ba, sisipa ka ba. And one time, may na-experience ako na dalawang bata nagkabanggaan sila at yung ngipin niya tumama sa ulo ng elementary.
Ouch!
Tapos, yung elementary na medyo nasugatan yung ulo niya, medyo tabang-tabang kasi, okay lang ako, Brads, okay lang ako, Brads. Ganun pa siya. Tapos sabi ko, uy, may dugo na yata. Tapos pagkawak niya, may dugo, Brads. Tapos talagang na siya, umiyak na siya. Tapos tara, punta tayo sa clinic. And I think, it's part of growing up, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, kung ako yung parent, nasugatan yung anak ko while playing, I would not mind.
Mm-hmm.
Baka maging masaya pa ako para sa kanya. Oh. Na-experience niya yung masugatan.
True, yeah.
yung mga kusugot.
Yung masaktan.
Ay, nako. Galing ah.
So, siguro specific, ma'am. Ako gusto ko yung first suggestion nyo, yung sunlight. there's this term talaga na nagustuhan ko na seminar, lagi sinasabi sa atin, yung basking. Parang mag-sunbathing. Without really, huwag ka naman maglatag sa harap ng bahay niyo, tumiga ka doon. Pero you bask in under the sun, like appreciating God's presence in your life, no? Yung araw, isipin mo lang na it's God's gift to you.
Si Patrick ba nang ganyan?
Sorry, Pat. Napasobra yan.
Napabayaan niyo siya nagbabaski.
Sama naman napasobra.
Basking, ano ba yan yung sinasakyan?
Basking, yung hari.
Ito ata, basko.
Sige pa.
Ako, siguro one thing na naisip ko, if you are into computer games, siguro you play, pero don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga sana, ang gawin natin ngayon, mental health break, magkaroon tayo ng screen, ang tawag doon?
Screen break.
Away from the screen muna.
Even actually social media, no?
Yeah, social media. If you can turn off your social media for the meantime, kahit try mo lang, kahit overnight lang, 2 days lang, it's very helpful. Yeah. Rejuvenated ka after.
True.
At ang dami mong messages, ang dami mong, matutuwa ka rin na parang, ayan, may mga nagme-message pala sa akin.
Tapos wala pala, mas masakit.
Ayun, sakit rin.
Parang mag-online pala.
So, yun. Aray. Oo, tama yun.
That's one thing siguro, screen break. Yung mental screen health break, sana makapag-screen break kayo kahit isang araw lang.
Mm-hmm.
You do outdoor activities.
So don't worry about your email. Huwag yun muna, yan yung muna yung email.
Yung muna pansinin.
Gmail, no? Uh-oh. Yung One Boss ko account, ilagot.
Google Classroom nyo dyan.
Yung Google Meet, ano muna.
Quipper nyo.
So yun, ma'am. Pero siguro, ito, sa mga senior high school to, madali, makakalabas sila. What about yung mga junior high school below natin, my elementary, what do you suggest na pwede nilang gawin aside from computer games, cellphone games? Paano ba sila pwedeng makapag-recreate indoors? No? Ano ba yung pwede nilang gawin? Of course, nasasabi natin kanina, spend quality time with your family. Pero during this break, tayo lang yung naka-break.
Actually,
no? Our parents
true.
Are not in break. They are still working.
Sila.
Even siguro yung mga ate kuya natin, baka nag-aaral din sila.
Sa ibang
school.
Baka
tayo lang yung naka-break.
Mag-isa lang pala sila.
Can they do, ma'am, to recreate? Or?
So actually, maganda yung sinabi nyo kanina, Brads, na do what they love. Pero di ba dapat aware din sila na dapat, healthy for them yung ginagawa nila. Tsaka, talaga.
They're motivated. Gusto talaga.
Kasi yun nga, parang di nila ma-feel na mapapagod sila pag ginawa nila yun. Tsaka may sense of fulfillment pag, di ba, ginagawa mo something na you love tapos na-achieve mo siya.
Yes.
Oo. So yun, parang at least masasabi nga nila na hindi nila nasayang yung mental health break or parang hindi lang siya dumaan lang, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi may mga ganung comment last time eh, na parang dumaan lang or
lang.
Mental health break na yun, parang ganun eh. yun eh.
Grabe talaga. 5 days and then parang dumaan na yung feeling na yung si Jan.
May ganun pa.
Kaya Brother Dandro, kung indoor, what do you do? To recreate yourself. Na indoor, ha? Yung kware, just put yourself in the shoes of our elementary and junior high school. How will you spend your mental health break?
Siguro, para sa akin, Brother Pao, syempre, musician ako. I'll learn the piano. Kung may piano man sa bahay. Kung walang piano sa bahay, yung gitara. Or yung cheapest instrument is the recorder flute.
Yukalele,
di ba? Yung baka master sila ng isang, really master, ha? Yung siguro, kung makapag-recreate sila sa bahay, yung instruments, musical instruments. And then, siyempre, kung magkakaroon ng face-to-face, eh, yan, lupit na nila, di ba?
Oo, true.
Di ba? Nakapag-break ka na, natuto ka ba?
Di ba? Eating two birds in one
stone. Yes!
Oo, di ba? Ang ganda na. Ako siguro, kung hindi ako makakalabas, tapos I would have to spend a mental health break, I would get a pen and pencil siguro. Magda-drawing siguro ako. I will try to learn drawing. Kasi I'm into coloring. Elementary pa lang ako, high school ako. I'm into coloring. Medyo painting ng konti. Pero drawing is my weakness. Di ako marunong into in dimension. Pre-drawing, di ako marunong. If it's drafting, okay. No, yung measurement. Pero kung pre-drawing, creative drawing, di ako marunong. So, siguro i-harness ko din yan. Kasi just like during the mental health break, no, nag-start ako mag-portrait drawing. After 3 tries, 3 persons, no? na medyo parang papangit ng papangit yung video. Parang nag-stop ako. And I think that's my fault. That's, ito yung siguro yung mali
ko. Sinukuan mo agad. Ayun. Oh, at least, yung mababalikan mo ulit.
Ikaw, Ma'am Jess, if you are indoor and you have to spend your mental health break, what would you do?
Ako, ano po, more on magbasa, okay?
Ah, yun.
Lalo na, bago mag-pandemic, ang dami kong mga libro, na ngayon, puro ano na sila, Alikabok. Oo, sayang. So, yun, magbasa. Kasi pag nagbabasa ako, parang feeling ko na, ano, parang it is an escape. Oo. So, tapos di ko mamalayan, gabi na, ganun. So,
lalo ang mga fictional books, no? It's an escape to the real world.
Oo, na distressing, nakakalis ng stress, kumbaga.
Yeah, totoo yan. Ah, kaya pala yung book, kapag ka hindi mo na siya ginagamit, tawag, Alikabok.
Ang ganyan talaga ni Brother Paul. Yun yung mga
witty. Witty.
Alam mo, ako din, I was somehow into reading books before. Nung nasa seminary pa. Not because I love books, no. Actually, nag-graduate ako ng high school lang, hindi ako nakapagbasa ng book from cover to cover. Just in the seminary that I first read a book na from cover to cover. These were the books of Mitch Albom, especially Just David Morey.
Oh, nakakayap.
Yung One More Day. Mga yan. Alam mo, at some point, nakita ko yung sarili ko na habang nagbabasa ako, umiiyak ako. Because very
iba yung tama eh. Oh.
Lalo na nung binabasa ko yung The Shack. And I was, sa seminary, I was 30. Yung time na feeling ko, I was very down.
Mm.
Tapos nung binabasa ko yung The Shack, alam mo, parang...
Na-shock ka.
Ang lakas ng impact. So, I would also suggest reading books. Kasi napapahinga rin yung mata mo actually. And sabi nga nila, if you cannot sleep at night, you read a book. Tutulungan ka niyang somehow, you tire your eyes para makatulog ka.
True.
Nare-relax ka eh. Nakaka-relax din siya. One of the books na nabasa ko talaga, yung trilogy ng Divergent. And I really enjoyed it. It's really a page-turner. Talagang babasahin at babasahin mo siya.
Excite ka talaga eh.
Excite ka. And you read books. It's very helpful. Ikaw, Brad, nababasa ka ba libro?
Hindi. Ayun, nabasa akong book yung napilitan lang ako yung The Bible.
Pero masakit pa sa loob.
May hindi nabasa akong book dati, bro.
Ano ba yung kapag nasa CR?
Yung men are from...
Men are from Mars.
Women
are from Venus.
Ah.
Isang okay rin yung paboritong book ko yun. Pero... pang recreational lang.
Pang recreational
lang.
Pang nasa toilet. Kasi nagugulat ako kapag nasa set ng mga seminaryo kami ni Brother Dandro. Alam, may libro dito sa sa pastang yun.
So, iniiwan niya, Brad.
Iniiwan niya yung book niya doon.
May parang may makabasa na yun.
Pero ako, when I was in the seminary, ang binibili ko kapag MIBF, yung Manila International Book Fair, binibili ko yung mga murang Reader's Digest, yung set siya, tapos ang mura lang niya. And I would leave it in the toilet then para meron din magagos may magbasa. Kasi very siya eh. Wide yung range ng Reader's Digest. And you will learn a lot kapag nagbasa ka Reader's Digest.
Naksa.
Hindi kami nagpo-promote ng book.
Oh, sponsored. Yeah, sponsored.
Yung ano lang talaga, yung pag prepare natin yung pagbubasa ng book.
Yes naman. Siguro, talaga, Brad.
Ayun, yung suggestion. Siguro kaysa cellphone, eh. Kaysa cellphone. Siyempre, kaysa cellphone yung hawak mo. Siyempre, ang daming pwede mong gawin sa cellphone, eh. Why not read the book lang, no? Just drop your cellphone and then, parang ginagawa ko, recreational purposes lang yung read the book, kahit anuman yan, kahit, kasi nakaka-board naman yan, eh. So, isipin mo, ang pag-CR mo, mga, so, kwentong CR na naman tayo. Wala rin CR mo, 15 minutes, no?
Tagal. Hindi,
15 minutes ka lang. Dami mo nang nabasa.
Oo, okay, isang chapter ka na, ganyan.
Hindi na-stress yung mata mo.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ma-stress man siya by reading a book, it's a good stress, I think.
Totoo.
Hindi siya yung unhealthy stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, read a book. Kaya nga, dandito tayo sa library na. Read a book.
Yan pala yun eh.
So, yan. Thank you, Ma'am Jess, for your sharings. And Brother Andrew, thank you for sharing your insights, your experiences niyo.
While reading a book.
And we'll have more of this, I think. Siguro, for this first part of our broadcast, we'll dwell more on the mental health.
Nice.
Sana dito tayo mag-ano muna, mag-focus. Kasi I think it's very, very necessary. And, sobrang timely siya.
Mm-hmm.
Especially ngayon na maraming batang nagkakaroon ng mental, not really an illness, pero parang mental health problem or nuisance,
diba? Distress.
Stress. So, I think it's very timely. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not the first time na may invite namin
yes, si Ma'am Jess.
So, to cap it up, to summarize everything, Ma'am Jess, would you give us some few words or para final na?
So, ano ba?
From mental health, mm-hmm. from the necessity of this mental health break, mm-hmm. yung anong activities, etc.
Okay. Sige. So, ano, Bosconians, di ba? Mapalams or students or parents. Parang, yun eh, parang very understandable yung sitwasyon natin ngayon is something na it's not the normal na nakasanayan natin. It's not the ideal na, di ba, gusto sana natin. Hindi eh, ang layo sa ideal na situation natin. Pero yun eh, parang ibigay na natin sa sarili natin na yung the fact na we're able to survive na, di ba, na we're able to get by. Kasi yun, may nabasa nga ako na parang during these times, parang wag nating i-pressure yung sarili natin na to achieve this, to do this, and to do that. Kasi by simply surviving and getting by is a big, ano na eh, parang effort or a big achievement na sa atin. So, yun. So, and it's very, yun nga, parang totoo nga naman ang hirap na makasurvive ngayon. So, yun. And in order for us to survive na in a way na hindi siya yung parang mabigat sa atin. So, really, parang somehow, kahit konting portion na, ng mental health natin, makatulong yung mental health break. Oo, kasi yun nga eh, parang especially sa teachers, sa mga bata, parang feeling nila nasasagad na sila. May tipping point, kumbaga. And itong tipping point na ito, pwede nating mabawasan para hindi umapaw yung kung ano yung pwedeng umapaw. Kumbaga, yung mental health break is parang siyang ano. Or kumbaga, parang pag nasugat tayo, ito yung parang first aid solution natin para hindi lumala yung sugat, kumbaga. So parang kung meron tayong mental health problems or distress, ito yung parang paunang lunas natin. It's not the end all and be all. Hindi ito yung solution talaga, di ba, sa problema natin personally. Pero isa siya sa makakatulong na mag-heal or yun nga, mag-recharge or ma-replenish tayo from within. Ayun. Yes. And hopefully, kapag nasulit natin itong mental health break, mabalik natin yung sino tayo, yung lakas natin, tsaka kung ano yung pwede or kaya nating ibigay, okay, maibalik natin sa to the fullest, kumbaga. Okay.
Ang ganda na siya, pero ma'am, na parang at this moment, kung okay, nag-survive ka, you deserve a congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And sabi nga ni ma'am kanina, although nag-suggest tayo ng mga activities, if you feel like doing nothing during this mental health break, no? If you feel like ito yung makakatulong sa'yo by just staring at the wall, staring
reflect
at the ceiling,
ka lang, ganyan.
Intrapersonal reflection. Mm-mm. You do it, no? It's not a competition na dapat at the end of this mental health break, may na-output ka.
Kapag-travel ako, ganyan. Yun na no? Di ba?
Parang ano lang talaga, di ba? Ayun pala sinabi niyo, ma'am, na kapag punong-puno na, just let it out. Yeah. Parang i-boost mo na.
And it varies from person to person kung paano mo gagawin yun.
True.
So you have to discover that, Bosconians and mga Laymission partners, Salesians, parents, no? How to empty yourself from this load, no?
Mm-hmm.
How to deload yourself.
True. Bago sumabog.
Oo. Diba? Kaya nga, diba sabi nila, healthy kapag yung vulkan, nagre-release siya ng lava from time to time na konti. Mm-hmm. Then yung naipot, sasabog siya ng malakas.
Ay. And ang daming sabog.
And ang daming distractions. Ang daming masisira. So, yun. And thank you very much, ma'am. Just any,
thanks,
kayo, brother, Andrew, do you have any last things to say? Sa
last things? ganun.
Naubusan na din.
Naubusan. Pero kasi, na-inspired talaga sa mga sinabi mo. Very ano na talaga eh. Pero parang very informative and very, at the same time, very practical rin. Yes.
So, yun. So, mga Bosconians, and kahit sinong makapanood nitong podcast natin, o makarinig nitong podcast natin, first episode natin, don't hesitate to ask for help, to talk
true.
To someone. Willing kami nila Brother Dandrew,
yes.
sa Koy TV, si Ma'am Jasmine,
GTO,
si Ma'am Mitch, and
Ma'am
si Ma'am
Sindra
sa ating guidance and testing
office.
You can message yung Facebook page nila and yung Facebook page ng Koya. If you just want to talk to someone, no?
Boss companions.
No? Meron tayong mga senior high school students who are also willing to listen to you, no? Yung mga ko-boss companions. Kasi baka may mga, baka meron iba, mas comfortable sila to open themselves up sa contemporaries nila.
True. Age
nila. That's, ano, very available naman yung mga senior high school students natin. So, yun, don't hesitate na lumapit, no, to
kahit sino. Eh, parang ano nga, pre, diba? Very, kaya nga, very advanced na yung niece ni Don Bosco dati. 1800s po, mama. Sabi ni Don Bosco, every young person, dapat may companion sila. Parang yes. Companionship, diba? May guardian, tapos may, ano yung tawag, yung
protege,
ayun. Nice. Yeah, from the time from Don Bosco, yung nagsimula pa lang yung schools, ganun yung pinapasabi ni Don Bosco. May companionship kada young person. Yes.
Accompanying, no?
Actually, not only for the young persons, pero even to the educators. True. For example, Lamps. Even for us, mapapansin nyo lahat na Don Bosco setting, may mga maraming solutions. May at least tatlo or apat or limang pare, mm-hmm. brothers, no? Kasi alam ni Don Bosco na kung mag-isa ka sa isang work mo, hindi ka talaga magsusurvive. And you need the help from a companion. Kaya nga siguro yung brothers din, laging pares din, di ba?
You
would notice Brother Jarmy and Brother Adrian. Then Brother Adrian and Brother Enzo. Brother and Enzo and ikaw. I. Ngayon, Brother Dandre and I. So, talagang Don Bosco. Even 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, naisip na niya to. Yung galing. The necessity of a companion. Mm. So, yun. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Yun lang yung ako siguro. Kung meron mo akong huling sasabihin yun, don't hesitate to ask for help. If you have any questions din naman, you can comment down sa ating podcast or you can message us. Yeah.
Yes.
Then you can also comment kung ano yung mga gusto nyo pag-usapan pa natin, especially regarding mental health for the next episodes.
So, yes.
We are very willing to explore topics, no, especially on mental health in these times of the pandemic. Okay. So this has been Brother Pau,
Brother Andrew.
I'm Jazz.
And welcome to the first. See you. Thank you for watching the first episode of Broadcast, the Koyang TV podcast.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Galing.
Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you. Yay.
Yon.
Saya. Oh.